This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Not the news. You guys don't listen to my show because you don't want the news. I mean, how exciting is it to hear about the latest in benign prostatic hyperplasia? Or the latest in hair growth on, I don't know, the upper lip of middle-aged women? Now, we do have a lot of news to get to, like hand sanitizers and hospital disinfectants linked to thyroid cancer, mastectomies on a staggering rise, the world's strongest cup of coffee. We got a lot of stories to talk about, but the one thing that always catches my eye, and it's caught your eye, even when you guys were very, very little, are Crayola crayons. And Crayola crayons had some big, big news. Big news to release today. And apparently somebody blew it for them. All right? Apparently the dandelion color of Crayola is retiring. They are going to retire making that color dandelion. I had no idea. See, my parents are poor. So we never got the big Crayola box that, oh, remember when the big box had a sharpener on the box? I remember wanting that, and my mom was like, no, it's too expensive. Here, just get the 12-pack or the 10-pack. I was like, but I want the one with a sharpener because I have crayons and I have to chew them. You don't need your crayons. Do you need crayons? Pow! So it was a very tough childhood for me because I never got the big box of crayons. And now remember, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. And so back then, if you didn't have air conditioning in your car, even if you did, if you left your crayons in the back seat, they would melt into the cheap upholstery. And then mom couldn't get that out. So we never had crayons in the car. We barely had crayons. You know, markers. We would get whooped less if markers were on the wall than if we, you know, had crayons in the back of the car. All right. Well, anyway, Jamaica Plain resident Frank Heggie learned about this new development with Crayola, and he blew the lid off the whole thing. Apparently, it's a National Crayon Day, and crayon maker Crayola was gearing up to pull back the curtains, according to BostonGlobe.com, to let everybody know they are retiring one of their crayon colors. And the company hoped that this would draw widespread response from coloring fiends and crafty customers on social media. But Mr. Hygie, a Northeastern University employee, beat them to the punch, so they are grumpy now. Apparently, his mother stumbled upon a box of crayons at a Target store in New Jersey that hit the shelves just a touch bit too soon. So it revealed which color was going to be phased out, and then she sent a picture of the box to her son. Her son posted it on social media, and I guess the mommy was mad. Yeah, the mom was like, what did you do, bad boy? And he's like, Mom, this is like news. I don't know how old he is. I'm guessing he's old enough to be on Obamacare. And he wrote, bye-bye, dandelion. I never thought you were a weed. He wrote, hasn't Target ever heard of a spoiler alert? And he put a whole bunch of emojis. Now, Crayola now competes with a lot of cheap wannabes when it comes to crayons, right? You guys have seen that, right? You know, now there's these, gosh, what are they called? Let me pull it up. There's, there's all these like new types of wannabe crayons. And so, they've basically lost a lot of the market. So for them to retire a color, that's a nice marketing spin but they didn't get to take advantage. But anyway, here we are at least talking about it on the news. All right, so let me see. What is the history of Crayola? I guess it dates back to, I think, the early 1900s. I need to find that out. It was founded by cousins Edwin Binney and Harold Smith of New York City. Oh, I was wrong. Back in March 31st, 1885. And these products were colorants for industrial use. So they had red iron oxide pigments for barn paint, carbon black to make tires black. And so they were able to make these colorants very cheap. And then there was this competition in the 1900 Paris Exposition, and they entered this competition with carbons, gas blacks, lamp or oil blacks, whatever. And they earned a gold medal award in chemical and pharmaceutical arts. So then, back then in 1900, they started to make school pencils. And that's how they started to get into the school business. All right? I guess his wife, Alice Steve Binney, developed wax crayons, and by June 10th, 1903, these wax crayons sold under the name Crayola. Crayola name was coined by Alice Binney, who was wife of founder Edwin, and she was a school teacher. It came from cray, which is French for chalk, and ola from oleaginous or oily. And the ola was actually used a lot in commercial time, like pianola, granola, mazola. So ola was like a big term. So that's where they came with Crayola, a waxy chalk. Very cool. And then they had boxes of 6, 7, 12, 14, even 30 different colors. And many artists were using it. Not so much school children, but artists were using it. So you had some very, very old prints that were made with crayon. And then some of us wrote medical articles with him. And then I guess dustless chalk was discovered in 1904. I love this kind of stuff. In 1905, the prototype came for their number 8 crayon box with 8 crayons. There was a medal with an eagle on it. And then by the 20s, it started to expand even more. And now by 1939, they had 52 color assortments. I guess by 1949, they had the 48. So, and then you and I began to color with them, and the 64 color box was like one of the biggest watershed moments in the Crayola history. A 64 pack. It was huge. You could market to people. A lot of different colors. And now everybody sits in, you know, colors with crayons, and we love it. They're really pretty. The dandelion is actually a yellowish color. It's different from yellow and green yellow. And I don't use it. I always use the blue-green. And I really like the fuchsia color. Red violet was also cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And on Facebook, Felix writes, do you think there will be a cure for cancer in our lifetime? Yes and no. I think when it comes to cancer and cures that we've known how to cure cancer. I think we've known how to beat it. And then nature outsmarts us. Just like we knew how to cure somebody from streptococcal infection. We came up with penicillin. So we cured people from streptococcus. We can cure people from pneumonia. However, sometimes a body will not be strong enough to allow us to institute the cure. Or
it'll outsmart the penicillin or the cephalosporin or the sulfonamide or the macrolide. So will we have a cure for cancer in our lifetime? We actually have things that can cure you from cancer. Maybe put it in remission. I mean, a cure means that you kill it completely and it's gone for good, which is what we have with antibiotics. And now we see that these bugs and these bacteria are getting smarter and they're overwhelming us and outsmarting us when it comes to our cure. But if we haven't found a cure all for all cancers, that I don't know if we'll ever have, and I don't think we'll ever have, because every cancer acts differently. And remember, cancers are chaotic. Now, for some of you looking up the research, you're like, well, it sounds like there's research out there that inhibit cancer growth. All right, this is why we may not have a cure-all for cancer. All right, just listen to this. And if you, at the end of listening to this, all right, are not cross-eyed or pulling out your hair or going, what the hell did that just say? All right, then you know, then something's up. All right, so here we go. They say the unique metabolic profile of cancer, aerobic glycolysis, must confer apoptosis resistance and be therapeutically targeted. Okay, you guys got that? I didn't. Okay, this is supposed to be trying to tell us how they could cure cancer with this one chemical. Compared to normal cells, several human cancers have high mitochondrial membrane potential, delta, Neptune sign, and an M, and low expression of the potassium channel, KV1.5, both contributing to apoptosis resistance. I'm so confused. Dichloroacetate DCA inhibits mitochondrial pyruvate dehydrogenase kinase. Ah, it shifts metabolism from glycolysis to glucose oxidation, decreasing the delta Neptune sign M, increasing mitochondrial H2O2, which is hydrogen peroxide, and activating the KV channels in all cancer, but not normal cells. I'll tell you what that means. DCA regulates KV1.5 by a NFAT1-dependent mechanism. DCA induces the apoptosis, decreasing proliferation and inhibiting tumor growth without apparent toxicity. Molecular inhibition of PDK2 is siRNA mimicking DCA. And the mitochondria, NFATKB axis, and PDK are important therapeutic agents in cancer. The only available oral DCA is a promising selective anti-cancer agent. And that is why we don't have a cure for cancer. Nobody can understand what the hell. Nobody can understand what the hell that just said. Okay, so now, if my boss, if I'm working in a lab, if I'm working in some sort of a laboratory research center, and they go, Dr. Dahlia, I'm like, yeah, what's up? Like, look, I want you to take this data and use this to now compound something to make a cure for cancer, and I'm looking at this molecular inhibition, PDK2 by siRNA, mimicking DCA, mitochondrial NFATKV crap, I'm going to be like, I don't know what the hell this says. I can't make the cancer treatment because I don't understand what this says. They're like, you know what? We'll get something more cerebral than you. All right. Hey, Eugene. Eugene's like, yeah, I'm here. You know, you got an A in biochem. Yeah, but I cheated off of Dr. Dahlia. Oh, man. Well, Dahlia, you got an A in biochem. How did you get an A in biochem? You don't understand this. I go, because I slept with Eugene. So anyway, these are the conversations that happen in the lab. This is why we don't have a cure for cancer. Because when somebody really, really smart comes up with something, we don't understand what the hell they're talking about. So the next thing they could do is let's go to these researchers who are really smart. Sebastian Bonnet, Stephen Archer, Joan Alulunas-Turner, Alois Harmony, Christian Bellu. They sound French, don't they? And they wrote this article in Cancer Cell. The French are really, really smart because they figured out how to drink wine and make it healthy. They're like really smart. We got Miguel Andrade, Bernard Thibault, Evangelos Michalakis. So we got some people here, right, who are pretty smart, and they came up with this. Ooh, Lakshima Puttagunta, Sandra Bonnet, Gary Lapasha, Christopher Lee, Richard Thompson. Yeah, Richard Thompson, probably not French, but still sounds sexy. So you got these people obviously coming up with something that suppresses cancer growth, inhibits cancer growth, promotes normal cell death, which is apoptosis, and does not hurt other cells. They're onto something here. So what, where, then what's next? I mean, do we take this DCA, this dichloroacetate, and do we market it in a cell? Do we have to get something FDA approved? What's going on? This came back in 2006. I haven't heard much from DCA since then, probably because, you know, my reading level hasn't grown that much, and maybe I avoid articles like that. But this is a pretty good article in Cancer Cell back from 2006, and what are we doing from this? Now, World Health Organization, all right, World Health Organization has World Cancer Day. I believe they're the ones that created World Cancer Day. All right, I came up with the National Blood Donation Day. All right, they came up with World Cancer Day. They beat me to it, but good. All right, I'll help them out. That sounds great. And they say that an effective cure for all types of cancer would be just 5 to 10 years away. Survival rates have dramatically increased over the past 5 decades from an average of 24% in the early 1700s to 50%. But some forms of the disease have remained extremely hard to treat. Just 1% of pancreatic patients and 5% of those with lung cancer are still alive 10 years after the diagnosis. Now, according to Professor Carol Sikora, former head of the World Health Organization's cancer program, she said that advances in genetics meant doctors would soon be able to prescribe drugs specifically targeted at each individual's cancer. She said the tumors in 100 women with breast cancer would all be unique to each individual, but understanding the molecular cogs that make cancer cells different to normal cells and therefore developing drugs that personalize to the cancer. This allows precision medicine, which is something that Obama wanted. And a bunch of us in medicine wanted, not just Obama, because we told Obama, look, you know, come up with something, please, you know, that could help do something better for people's health than Obamacare. And so, you know, this idea of precision medicine started to really, you know, get a grip over the last, 8 years. Now, we have testicular cancer. Testicular cancer has a higher survival rate, right? Malignant melanoma getting a better survival rate, 89%. It used to be worse. Prostate cancer, 84%. They say some 78% of breast cancer patients will live at least 10 years, along with 80% of Hodgkin's lymphoma patients and 77% of those with cancer in the uterus. They said the lowest 10-year survival rates are for pancreatic, lung, and esophageal. Lung cancer. Why is lung cancer survival so low? I mean, this is crazy, all right? Because it doesn't get picked up just like pancreatic cancer, just like esophageal cancer. It doesn't get picked up till later in the game. So somebody having lung cancer, they may cough, they wheeze. So they'll get a Z-Pak for bronchitis, or they'll be given an inhaler. All right, now, personally, for me, if somebody's cough doesn't go away, I x-ray them. I don't mess around. But lung cancer, by the time it's big enough to be seen on an x-ray, may already have spread. Now, lung cancer also is fueled by smoking. We're going to start to really nip lung cancer in the bud as we're coming down with our smoking numbers. But the one thing that I think is really helping is finally the task force has allowed us to do CAT scans on patients who smoke, right, just to screen for lung cancer. So now we're going to be screening you with a CAT scan, which I think is pretty good. I wouldn't worry about the radiation if you're getting an x-ray every year. I mean, especially if you smoke, you're already at high risk for cancer anyway, so I'd rather find the lung cancer. But, you know, we still have a long way to go. Esophageal cancer, you know, those esophageal cancer mimics heartburn, mimics acid reflux. So how many of you have acid reflux and you don't go into a gastroenterologist to get a scope? You know, an EGD. No, because you're like, well, I could just take something over the counter. I could pop some Tums. So unfortunately, esophageal cancer can brew. And then by the time you go in and get it tested, it's longer stage. So higher stage. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So those of you who work in hospitals or work in centers where you're constantly using biocides, which kill fungus and bacteria and viruses, you may have a 65% higher risk of getting thyroid cancer. Now, this was a study out of Yale, and I wrote about it. It's on my website if you need drdahlia.com or on my Facebook and Twitter. And I don't want this to, you know, concerned to many people. This is not saying that if you work with a deodorizer or a sanitizer or a disinfectant or a sterilizer, you're definitely going to get thyroid cancer. In fact, thyroid cancers have gone down, what we've seen recently. But this study did look at that they did find an association with this occupational exposure. They're not so much talking about what happens personally in your house, but they say for people whose jobs might have led to the most cumulative exposure to biocides over time, the odds of thyroid cancer was obviously more than doubled. Now, the study also looked at pesticides, and they did not find the increased risk. Now, according to Dr. Yawi Zhang, he said limited studies have investigated occupational exposure to pesticides in relation to thyroid cancer and have reached inconsistent results. Our study did not support an association between occupational exposure, and I apologize, I'm having a little issue with my computer, or pesticides and the risk of thyroid cancer. Now, women were worse, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, you don't want everybody, man or woman, having issues, but they say women with any occupational exposure to biocides were 48% more likely, men 33%. So maybe it's just because many of the staff that have to do a lot of the cleaning might be, female. I don't know. But, a lot of us, healthcare providers, those of us that work in home health, those of us that clean buildings, for those of us that work with medical equipment, these biocides were used in a variety of these products. And think about it, if you're a patient also. If you're a patient, then you're exposed to a lot of these because that's what they cleaned things with. That's what they sterilized your endoscope with. So why thyroid cancer? We don't know. But we do know that triclosan, which is a chemical widely used in sanitizing products, had been shown to decrease T4 and T3, which are thyroid hormones involved in growth and metabolism. They also looked at another chemical, the wood preservative pentachlorophenol, and that has been shown to lower thyroid hormone levels in rats. But the study was not a controlled type of study to see if biocides or pesticides directly cause thyroid cancer. Now, again, why? We don't know why. We don't know why these chemicals could do that. Maybe they displace the iodine, and thyroids need iodine to function properly. So if the iodine gets displaced and the cells feel this chemical is not, providing the sustenance that it needs, they start to go rogue, or maybe the chemical triggers some oxidative process. We don't know. So they say people should take caution when they apply pesticides or other biocides in the workplace or at home by wearing protective clothes or mask and washing hands afterwards. Again, we do not think that the patients are at risk. All right. What we feel is that the people that are at risk are the ones that are using it pretty frequently. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had another question about cancer, asking about, which is the worst cancer to get. Now, that's kind of interesting. The worst cancer to get, ovarian cancer, I would say, would be a bad one. But prostate cancer could be a bad one. Brain cancer could be a bad one. Melanoma could be a bad one. So I understand what you're asking. You're asking which would be the worst cancer, not so much to suffer from, but the worst cancer to get that you won't be able to survive. I would probably say something that has to do with one of the juiciest organs, kind of like pancreas. I think pancreas, unfortunately getting pancreatic cancer, you don't hear of a lot of people survive from that like they survive from prostate cancer or they survive from breast cancer. Melanoma. I used to be deathly scared of melanoma until we saw Jimmy Carter, who, had stage 4 melanoma to his brain, still survive and go into remission. So we have some newer medicines. For us to be able to fight melanoma, melanoma would have been on that list. I would have said melanoma would have been one of the worst. So that would have been my vote. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and please keep the questions coming at drdahlia.com or on Facebook or on Twitter. So, a freaky experiment allows tadpoles to see out of eyes implanted on their tails. They say researchers at Tufts University have restored vision of blind tadpoles by grafting eyes to their tails. This new study was published in NPJ Regenerative Medicine, shows that eyes and probably other sensory organs don't have to be attached directly to the brain in order to function properly. What's more, a drug typically used to treat migraine headaches, zolmitriptan, boosts the ability, the body's ability to foster nerve growth, at least in amphibians. Previous work has shown that functional eyes could be grafted in blinded tadpoles, but the new research shows it's possible to use drugs to improve the efficiency of this process. So researchers hope that this could now allow humans to, I guess, succeed in biological implants. Maybe we would put an eye on our hand, I guess, and then use the migraine medicine. I don't know. Again, this is like too fancy for my pay grade. In experiments, biologist Michael Levin and his colleagues at the Allen Discovery Center at Tufts showed that blind tadpoles could regain their vision after having eyes grafted to their tails and after receiving a dose of the migraine medicine. The molecules in this drug boost an important biological process called innervation, in which nerves are supplied to specific parts of the body by activating a pair of serotonin receptors associated with the neural development. So anyway, going into the experiment, the researchers were hoping to see how they could regrow, because you can't just transplant an organ. You need it to connect, right? And if you can't connect, especially a sensory organ, like an ear or nose or eye or whatever, how is it supposed to communicate the auditory or the tactile or the olfactory or the visual information to the brain? This zolmitriptan, this triptan we use for migraines, boosts neural growth. So scientists think maybe it would help innervation. So they grafted a single eye into the tails of 38 blind tadpoles. The tadpoles had their eyes removed when they were just 3 days old, and then administered the drug to the transplant site. After 4 days, the neurons within the implanted eye began to grow and latch onto the tadpole's central nervous system. 8 days after the grafts, 40% of the tadpoles who received the drug grew neurons that reached the central nervous system. In tests involving color and visual activity, the tadpoles who were treated with zolmitriptan dramatically outperformed their blind counterparts who had transplanted eyes but were not given the drug. So, this drug can now be allowed to help us, I guess, this triptan, right, restore functionality to an organ that we transplant. An eye, the eye's on their butt. You know, if you look at the picture, it's basically an eye. All right, so, Michael Levin was asked, if a human had an eye implanted on the back, on their back, connected to their spinal cord, would the human be able to see out of that new eye? He said, my guess is probably yes. That was in an article in New Scientist. So would we really want an eye on our back or on our butt or on our... But here's the thing. You have a lot of people having issues with face transplants, etc. You know, let's say there's not a socket that could hold the eye. And they want to see. They won't care where their eye is as long as they could see. I mean, it probably wouldn't be on the back of their neck or the back of their head. Maybe it'll be on their neck. And again, this is like way off. I doubt anybody's going to have that type of surgery. But the fact that they could, you know, possibly connect organs, this is pretty cool. Whether it's a bladder, whether it's a heart, whether it's, skin. You know, you need skin for a variety of things, not only to insulate, but to also sense things outside. So let's say you get a skin graft. Being able to enhance the neurological signals that it sends to the brain is some pretty cool stuff. So I think we're on something. Scientists are getting cooler and cooler in my eyes. And I like this article because it was kind of written in a way where we all could understand it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the world's strongest coffee is now available in the United States, but just one cup could, I guess, put you over the daily caffeine limit, according to CNN. It is called Black Insomnia, and its founder is Sean Christopher. They say if you want to stand out, you need to be the best, the biggest, the smartest, the strongest, or the cheapest. So when we wanted to compete in coffee as a caffeine product, we had to be the strongest. But obviously, we don't exceed the world guidelines. He is a coffee aficionado, and he created the company after retiring from a corporate job. He found a top coffee roaster online and created Black Insomnia last June, first selling locally to cafes in Cape Town, South Africa. Excuse me. It retails about $90 a pound, and the coffee's online business has sold 3 tons more than other local shops in August. By October, they had customers in 22 countries, and by March, they were listed on Amazon in the U.S. Now the company says it sells 5 to 6 tons of coffee a month. It has a sweet, nutty taste. It comes from the Robusta bean, and the way they are roasted apparently helps preserve some of the caffeine. I'm not sure about how that works. To prove their world's strongest title, Christopher had his beans chemically tested against competitors. They say at 58.5 milligrams per fluid ounce, Black Insomnia is more than twice as strong as Starbucks Dark Roast at around 21.25 milligrams per fluid ounce. And, of course, it all depends on how you brew the coffee. He says this level is well within limits for a shot, but one cup could add up to 702 milligrams of caffeine. The FDA recommends, though, 400 milligrams of caffeine, no more than that. The International Food Information Council cites 300 milligrams of caffeine. So 702 milligrams of caffeine, not very good. Now, all right, what happens if you drink too much caffeine? Well, we've talked about it. You get jittery, you get nervous, you get restless, you have trouble sleeping. But unfortunately, with people that, you know, drink energy drinks or for those that have a very sensitive heart, it could trigger cardiac arrhythmia where you end up having an abnormal rhythm that doesn't abnormal electrical beat so that the heart can't beat a very regular pump, shall we say. So rather than the heart going ba-boom, ba-boom, you know, beating like that so it could pump out the blood, it goes ba-boom, ba-boom, boop, 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 boop. And the heart doesn't know what the hell to do, and it's not pumping blood as well. So it's not a very safe arrhythmia. Apparently, Black Insomnia beats Death Wish coffee. There's something called Death Wish coffee at 54.2 milligrams per fluid ounce. Also, a Nespresso Original Line coffee capsule has 44 milligrams per fluid ounce, and you have the Starbucks Dark Roast. Red Bull comes in at 9.46 milligrams per fluid ounce. A regular cup of McDonald's coffee is 9.1. Green tea is 3.1, and Coca-Cola is 2.8. Yeah, no wonder I had to drink so many Coca-Colas. I was like, you know, I'm just not getting my caffeine rush. Now, we've talked about why Red Bull has been the cause of abnormal heart rhythms, whereas a Starbucks Dark Roast has not made it in the news. And the reason why is Red Bull is chugged pretty quickly, whereas you sip your Starbucks coffee or your McDonald's coffee. So when you sip coffee, you end up not taking in as big a bolus of the caffeine. They say Caffeine Informer, a consumer information site devoted to help people understand caffeine, lists Black Insomnia as one of the most dangerous caffeinated products. While the amounts are so much higher than what we experts recommend as a safely daily amount, this group of people has over time built up their caffeine tolerance and their livers process caffeine really well, so it doesn't affect them adversely. But the problem is, with these products, they could be inadvertently consumed by people who do not have a tolerance. So I didn't know there was something out there called Death Wish. Death Wish, all right, I guess is the now the second world's strongest coffee. And they were the leader, all right, until this other coffee comes into play. Both coffees are available on Amazon. Company that I believe sells Death Wish, I believe, is also doing other caffeinated products like drinks, pills, eye creams, inhalers, shampoos. Really, shampoo? Are you really? You could caffeinate shampoo? How are you getting shampoo in your, I don't know. Anyway, so products have to follow U.S. FDA regulations. These include accreditation of the roasting facility, packaging, and labeling. But for items like coffee beans, the FDA counts caffeine not as a nutrient, but rather a natural chemical. If caffeine is added separately, then the inclusion is necessary on the food product label. So, you know, it's interesting. I want to go back. We know about caffeine. We can move on. I want to go back to this guy that's making millions now. right? The Sean Christopher. I'm assuming he's making millions, selling all these tons. If you want to stand out, you need to be the best. The biggest, the smartest, the strongest, or the cheapest. He's right about that. If you want to stand out, you need to be the est, or the best. And this is pretty smart of how he words this. All right. You know, we're having a lot of trouble competing nowadays. Okay. You used to compete. I mean, I remember the good old days when I was the best looking one in the room. Now, oh, hell no. I'm probably the worst. And if somebody wants, you know, to be, if somebody wants to, one up me on Facebook, there's tons of better looking people in the room. So I can't compete on looks anymore. I'm getting older. It's just not happening. Can I compete on being the funniest? Well, no, because now, you know, if somebody wanted something funnier than me at work, they could just go online. There's funnier comedians out there. What about the smartest doctor? Well, I'm pretty smart. Right? And how I do medicine, I think I am in a league of my own. But no, there's tons of smart people out there, smart physicians out there. People that get it. So I can't say I'm the smartest. I can't say I'm the strongest. The cheapest. Well, maybe. You know, you guys don't have to pay money to listen to my show. So, that's better than you having to pay for a ticket, right, to go and, you know, see somebody in a theater on a stage. So, people have to find out ways to compete, and you need to be the est. Now, can I be the funniest, smartest radio doctor? Yeah. I could do that and have no competition. So you need to be the S. So same thing with the product. You know, you see Shark Tank and you see these shows where people quit their day job and they develop a product and that's all they do. They just deal with that product. And you're like, well, wow. I mean, how can I do that? How can I quit my day job and come up with a product that everybody will buy? And for many of these people, they're successful. Now, this doesn't help. All this publicity centering around this coffee being dangerous and causing cardiac arrhythmias, etc. And, you know, you can't just sell a product and start making waves and, pushing out your competition without somebody trying to take you down. Do I think a product like this, right, this Black Insomnia, do I think that should be out there in the market? I think, look, if it's legal, yeah, hell yeah, it's free enterprise. Go ahead, put it out there. Should there be warnings? Yes. There should be warnings on there saying, look, this could cause cardiac arrhythmias, et cetera. Absolutely. I think any product that has that potential. Now, have they proven that? Have they proven that somebody drinking hot coffee and sipping it with that degree of caffeine, would that cause arrhythmias? We've seen it with energy drinks. So before you force somebody to put something on the packaging, there needs to be some proof. Yes, can high caffeine cause arrhythmias, then yes, they could put that. High caffeine can. But to say this product can, no, they can't do that because it's never been tested. So the product would have to be tested, etc. And so, you know, for those of you looking at all these Shark Tank ideas or these people that quit their day job to put out a product, you know, I'm just as excited and just as entranced by that. It's a miracle story, but it doesn't look as glamorous as it is. You basically put all your money into something. You know, you're putting all your time, and if it fails, or let's say you sell it, and then there's all this bad publicity about it, so sales start to drop. You know, you're kind of at risk, which means you need to diversify, you need to be more than just one product. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.